Only me, I know who I am. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Only me, I know who I am. We try to pretend that we're somebody else. We try to pretend that we are something else. We try to pretend all sorts of things. And as we pretend this, we fall flat on our face. We fall flat on our face because we don't really know who we are. Only me, I know who I am. I know what I am. I know where I am. I know my values. Only me, I know what I want out of my life. Now you say, am I so sure that even I know what I want out of my life? Am I so sure even I know where I am going in life, what I feel are my values? Even I know? Oh, really, sometimes I kid myself. What do I want to do with my life? Do I want to be a particular trade? Do I want to be a particular genius? Do I want to be a particular expression? You see, it all boils down to one simple thing. Only me, I know what I want to do with my life. Now, when I am happy, everything is beautiful. When I am happy, I am just so filled with joy and peace and harmony and goodness. Now, when I am loving, I feel good. I feel wonderful. When I'm loving, I feel just like everything is going for me so beautifully, so fantastically. And when I'm unconditionally loving, wow, do I feel good. Do I feel really perfect? Do I feel just the ideal being in every way, shape, and form? Now, when I am giving, now, that doesn't mean that I'm giving away money or giving away presents of various things, but when I'm giving of my nature, when I walk into a building, we were at a place the other day, Segway. It's a two-wheel gadget you stand on and you ride it around. And it goes about 12, 15 miles an hour, and it's quite a nice little gadget. I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. Well, that gadget was fun. Now, there were two other people taking the introductory course of the gadget, and we were down at Horton Plaza in San Diego. And we were tucked in between many buildings. But we had a place that was maybe about 40 feet by 100 feet. And it was really quite nice. All private. People were walking by, so we had to be careful of them. And we had to be careful if we backed up that we didn't back into somebody. But we did that very nicely. And as we were doing this, I saw two other ladies there. They were from the military. And they were young ladies in their 20s, I believe. And they looked just really charming. And I said to them, isn't this the way to go? And yeah. And then as I rode by them, I said to them, well, you certainly drive this thing like you've been on it all your life. And big smiles beamed across their face. And they said to me, well, you're doing pretty well yourself. And I said, thank you, thank you. I said, it's fun, isn't it? Just to go out and do something silly, do something strange and crazy sometimes. And they said, yes, it is. And I talked to the other lady and I said, you seem to have the knack of this so quickly. Are you a dancer or something like that? And she said, yes, I am. How did you know? And I said, well, the way you moved your knees, the way you moved your feet, the way you moved your body as you were on this Segway device. It's just sort of a little cart. And you have a handle that comes up and you hold on to that. And you lean to the right or to the left. And when you put your toes forward, you speed up. When you put your heels down, you slow down. And when you sort of squat a little bit, you come to a stop. And it's just a joyous affair. Well, we were on there for a half an hour. That's what we had paid for. But because we were having such a good time, and because we were such good illustrations for other people coming by to encourage them to try this out, the people let us stay on there for a full hour. And Anita and I were just buzzing around there, just having the time of our life. And then they said, well, now, would you like to take a tour of San Diego on one of these things? I said, how long is it? They said, well, 2 hours. I said, well, 1 hour here, and I'm learning how to do this and giving it my total attention. It's not hard, but it takes concentration, and it takes attention. And when you're going along like this, you got to remember that people are in front of you, people are side of you, and you got to be careful you don't run over somebody, because it's so easy. The vehicle just goes by itself if you don't pay attention. You got to put your heels down to make it stop, and you got to put your toes down to make it go. And when your right foot is pushed down heavier, you turn right, and left foot, you turn left. And I thought, hey, this is really lots of fun. Now, only me understood how wonderful that was. And Anita comes up to me later, and she says, you know, I saw you talking to those girls. They just were delighted with your talking with them, with your noticing how nicely they ran the Segway and how they skated along and were just having such a good time. I think that it meant more to them, you're talking to them, than they're riding on the Segway. And I say, well, you know, this is the way it often is in our life. It means more to us and to others when we say something beautiful to ourselves and to other people. And as we do that, we spread our joy around. Only me knows who I want to be, and I want to be happy. So if I want to be happy, I share happiness. If I want to be joyful, I share joy. If I want to share peace, I share peace. Whatever I enjoy at the moment, I share that. I am that. That's who I am. How do I know what I want to be? Well, if I want to be some big person in some company getting lots of money, that would be wonderful. But that demands my time. And that demands my attention. Now, what kind of a person am I before I take over that position? What kind of a person am I before I become an artist, before I become a musician? What kind of a person am I? Am I a happy person? You see, these things come before me, as far as I'm concerned. Before me, if I learn to be happy, if I learn to be joyous, if I learn to find the blessings in life, if I learn to look everywhere and see everything as good and very good, then no matter where I go, no matter what task I take for myself, no matter what work, no matter what area I will be playing in, I take me with me. I took me on that Segway as I was scooting along there. And I was sort of wiggling from side to side and just as though I were on a ballet floor, and I was just sort of dancing along and just having a great time. And for that great time, people said, wow, look at that person go. Yes, look at that person. I'm 25 years old, and I'm old enough to really enjoy that. And it's a wonderful thing to do. And that was part of my birthday gift. They gave me that as part of my birthday gift to ride on the Segway that I'd always said I thought it'd be fun to do. I am almost encouraged to have one or two on campus here, but then I say to myself, if I have that beautiful little skate that goes over everything, rolls up the hills and down the hills, that goes up on the Rocky Mountains and down the Rocky Mountains and everywhere here on the ranch over the 104 acres, I would not be walking. And walking is what I would love to do. I love to take my morning walk after breakfast every day where I walk the miles around the campus meditation paths, and Rex goes with me, and we just have such a wonderful time. Can you imagine me riding on a wonderful Segway, a beautiful device like that, just sort of dancing along, and I wouldn't be walking. I wouldn't be getting all that exercise that I thoroughly enjoy and that I thoroughly delight in. And you have to pay attention. You see, when you're driving a vehicle like a Segway or a bicycle or anything else, you have to pay attention where you're going. You got to be careful of the ruts in the road or the bumps in the road. You have to be careful that you don't get on some dirt that you have no control over. You have to be careful you don't go down the hill too fast or up the hill. When you're walking, you never have that problem. My feet always know where to go as I'm walking. I don't have to look down or look up. I just know. My peripheral vision, my wonderful vision, sees everything, and I'm always doing the right thing. It's a lot of fun. Now, you say, well, with a Segway, you could learn how to do that same thing. I guess that's true. I'm sure that's true. With a Segway, I'd be just like second nature, driving an automobile. You're driving the automobile and you're aware of so many things and you don't realize what all you're aware of and how you respond to them so perfectly. That's why the more skill you have in driving, the more skill you have in living, the more skill you have in being, the more wonderful your life is. Now, are you, am I, ready for living my life right now and being who I want to be? What is my nature to be? Only me, only I know. What is my joy to be? Only I know. Can I be many things? Oh, I surely can. And I do, and I am. I think one of the most wonderful things that only me can ever know is my intuitive self. I can be intuitive. I can listen within and be aware of whatever I should do under any circumstance. As I train myself to be intuitive, as I train myself to listen within and be aware under any circumstances, then I am aware under any circumstance. But I don't train myself to be aware under any circumstances. That's not a training that I do. I train myself to delight and enjoy everything I do. As I delight and enjoy everything I do, then I become more proficient in doing whatever I'm doing. As I delight and enjoy everything that I do, I become the genius in doing it, and it is lots and lots and lots of fun. It is a great, serious, beautiful joy for me to participate in. But I participate in it only because it is a great joy. Now, only me, only I can know who and what I am. Only I can know me, only I, who I really am. Now, who am I? Well, I'm not the musician, I'm not the genius, I'm not the professional, I'm not the parent, or I'm not all these things, but you surely are. No, I'm not. Nobody is. We are not anything in this world. We are merely here to delight in being here. And if we do little things along the way, like become a gardener, or become a driver, or become a parent, as we do these little things, they are inconsequential, and truly, they are not who we really are. Who we really are is that love bug that we are, that delight person that we are, the giggler that we are, the thoughtful person that we are. The more that we smile, the more that we delight within ourselves in everything that we do, the more we are being who we really are. As a created being in this universe, my purpose in being here is to be myself and have fun. My purpose in being here is to delight in living this life. My purpose in being here is to be happy 100% of the time. My purpose in being here is to feel good about myself, to feel good about this body and know that this body is absolutely fantastic. To know that this body is divinely made, divinely kept, cared for all the time, and it's always in ideal condition. When my body is not in ideal condition, I may be the greatest writer or the greatest painter or the greatest whatever, and I'm not happy. I'm not happy. I don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy it at all. It reminds me so often of these great painters who have come down from the past. And these great painters painted beautiful things that were memorable today. But their own lives were filled with limitation. They did not have enough to eat. They did not have proper living. They did not have the things that made life important. Primarily because they did not feel that was where they wanted to put their attention. Whenever we do not want to put our attention on being happy, whenever we do not want to put our attention on being the divine, glorious, ideal being that we are, then our purpose for living has somehow slipped away from us. Oh, we will be here. We will be the robot running great corporations. We'll be the person who is manipulating masses of people. We will be the person who everybody knows about, that people realize we are the dictators, the presidents, we are the whatever, put the two professions in one word, but people may know that about us. But how many happy people do you really know? And the answer is very few, because the happy people are being happy, and they are not going out and telling other people how to live their lives. They're not going out and trying to make the world a better world by their actions, by their social actions. They're living their life so beautifully, as such a beautiful example, that everyone who comes into their presence feels an awareness of peace, an awareness of joy, an awareness of goodness. I refer to Princess Di occasionally, and I say, she was a glorious lady. She was a commoner who became a princess. And she was a good princess. And then, because she was trying to please her husband, because she was trying to do different things, she did things to herself that were not too pleasant. She had dyslexia. She had the ability to hurt herself. And that was not very nice. And then she came to the point in her life, after all of these trials and errors of trying to be something she was not, and then she said, I am going to be me. And the moment she decided to be her, she was a delight for all people. Everybody worshipped her. Everybody thought, wow, what a lovely princess, what a lovely lady. She is truly what a princess should be like. She is wonderful. She is great. And they looked at her not because of what she was doing as a princess, but because what she was doing as a person that liked themselves. And as she liked herself, things went better and better and better for her. And then she began to let herself forget who she was. And as she let herself forget and let people chase her around, she got in trouble. We do this all the time. People try to say to us, what do you want to be? What do you want to do? And if Princess Di just allowed herself to be a princess at all times and was untouched by her husband's actions, untouched by the royalty of England, untouched by all of that, she could have gone on living eternally and been just a magic lady, and she was just a representation of all that was fine and good. Yeah. But now, I said this to someone the other day. I said, Princess Di was certainly a representation of all that was good. And she said, well, she did this and she did that and she had this and this was, oh my goodness, how we like to look at our struggles, how we like to look at our trial and error, how we like to look at the achievements we didn't make. What did the artist do? Was the artist so much into his soul, into his heart, putting forth on canvas, in sculpting, whatever he did, the genius of his nature? Did writers who wrote books and struggled to write these books because they had other things they had to do too, and yet they wrote them and they became quite good, quite famous, were they always happily living their life? They lived their life when they were writing their book. They lived their life when their entire attention, their entire heart, was turned toward what was most important to them. And what was most important to them was expressing themselves, being themselves, living themselves, and delighting in themselves. What is most important for you, what is most important for the world, is to be ourselves and have fun. You say, well, I don't know. I look at the lives of some people, and I say to you, look at your own life. Is your own life a joy? Is everything you do a joy? Is everything you do the fulfillment of the desires of your heart? If everything you do is the fulfillment of the desires of your heart, then realize that's what it is. One of our students, for a long time, wanted to go out and try her wings and fly freely around the universe and just go out and be herself. But she never had the courage to do it. And the other day, she finally decided, I'm going to do it. And she stepped out. And she found out that the water out there was not so cold. It was not so threatening to her. But everything started to just flow exactly the way she wanted. She let go, and she started to do the things she wanted to do. And now she's doing it. Now all of her life, people tell me that, oh, she wanted to do this, and she wanted to do that, and she wanted to leave and the campus, and she wanted to leave the monastery here, and she wanted to go and do her own thing. People tell me this, and I say, hey, she doesn't want to do anything until she does it. When an artist paints, then he is doing whatever is in his heart. When a mother has a child, then she feels fulfilled as a mother. When a father has a child, he feels fulfilled as a father. When you are doing whatever it is that you feel is the most exciting, enjoyable, fantastic thing in the universe, then you are being yourself and having fun. And this is what life is all about, to be ourselves and have fun and to live our life in the most noble, beautiful, fantastic way. Only me, I know who I really am. And only me, I know what I want to do with my life. And what do I want to do with my life? How do I want to live my life? Where do I want to go? What are the avenues of expression that I'll choose? Will I be a poet, a candlestick maker, a parent? What will I do? That remains open for me. I'm willing. Are you willing to step out and try your wings and see what turns you on and makes you happy and makes you feel life is glorious? Are you ready for this journey? I'm taking mine, you can be sure. And it is wonderful. It is wonderful. Yes, I'm taking my journey. And it is wonderful. No, I love you. I love you. I love you. As I see you being yourself and having fun and taking your journey in life.